Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tone after the tone, after the tone, leave your message after the tone.
Buckle in for the penultimate show of season 11, and on today's menu we're taking you from Whitley Bay to Japan with tales of a TV makeover and a religious blowjob. Well, God, look at that, the lives that you're living, you filthy mares. Now, producer Tim has been in touch to say that the burnerphone is well and truly on its last legs. So, yes, there is an actual burnerphone. No, it wasn't a joke. There is an actual, like, very ancient mobile telephone that gets... Mobile telephone? In which era am I living in? That gets powered up every week. And I don't know if it's been stored in the traditional manner a burnerphone has been. You know, I don't want to cast aspersions looking at your producer Tim. Which might be the reason why it's not working, but, well, you know. So we don't know if we're going to get your calls next week, so it's a bit touch and go round here. Anyway, let's jump into the mailbag. Hare has been in touch to say, why aren't there people that listen to After the Tone? They must be Philistines. Oh, I did ask about the Philistines the other week. The Philistines were a group of people that were around 1170 BCE. And those of you who don't watch history programmes, that's before the Common Era, before me. And they lived in the Canaan era. Canaan, I think that's how you say it. I don't know. Lovely bit of bread in the Middle East. Susan has said, trifles, very common, isn't it? It's the sort of thing that you have on a family do. Yes, very true. Although you didn't need a family do in my house, you just needed a spoon. Remember, Spotify have got the comment feature on every episode. So if you've got something to say that's short and snappy, you could leave it over there. But if you're not that way inclined, at After the Tone POD on the Instagram, should you want to do it that way? Right, Debbie, press play on the big triangle because I'm ready for him this week.
Hi Scotty and the ATT crew, it's Gorgy Mum here. I'm on a rare night out in Manchester, just waiting for my friend who's always late. Remember you asking about people's brushes with fame, but this isn't actually mine, it's my mum's. But my mum was made over by Trini and Susanna. It was like the biggest thing to happen to our street. It was like back in 98 where they did a programme called Girls Who Shop, and I can't find it anywhere. I've looked on YouTube. But my mum loved it. She said Trini and Susanna were really nice. It was just so funny because my mum looked so council estate and the makeover was so late 90s. Like it was like knee-high boots and a leather knee-length skirt. And she's still got the jacket as well. But as well, they did a funny bit where they, like, Susanna said to her, you've got a problem, haven't you, Viv? And Mum was like, yeah. And then they zoomed in to a Lessie Trainers. And Susanna said, you've got very big feet, haven't you? And my mum was like, yeah. And we all found that hilarious. But, yeah, so my mum got made over by them. she had a watch party for it and everything, and the whole street was in a little house watching a tiny portable TV. But yeah, I really wish I could find it. Yeah, hope everybody's well. Love you all. Bye.
favourite story of your tenuous brush with fame. Now, do you remember in the 90s when television was just like that, where you just basically would get fat common mums on the telly and you'd put them in front of a mirror and you go, you're ugly, aren't you? And you've got really low self-esteem and you hate yourself, don't you, Jean? Jean would go, yeah, I do. I hate it. Well, you're an apple, so therefore we're going to give you some clothes with an empire line. Such a bizarre moment in television where, like, very middle-class pseudo-stylists would go to regional shopping centres in Slough and be like, let's find some sad women and we'll make them happy with this new-look blouse. Well, the worst one was that Gok Wan. Oh, my God, she loved making a fat woman cry, didn't she? I mean, come on. Everyone's like, oh, Gok Wan this, Gok Wan this. Isn't she fab? She was practically the bully of working class women for 10 years on the telly. Well, really great Trudy and Susanna impression, actually. She recently came up on my version of the internet. Now, if you've got no clue who we're on about, don't worry. Don't waste your time. Honestly, it's not that important. But she's like rebranded herself, isn't she? I mean, I say rebranded. She's still a fucking cunt. Can I say that? Now we're not on the BBC, I can tell everyone's a fucking dickhead. So, yeah. Oh, God. Well, there you go. There's a little brush with fame for you. Well done. 10 points. You can come again. Also, I must say, I fucking hate it when you go for a night out and you're waiting for your friends. It's the height of fucking rudeness, isn't it? I'd never keep you waiting. I'd be there on time.
Hello, Scotty. Kara here. Surprise, surprise. I've had a blowjob in Stoke Newington Cemetery from a rabbi. And, I mean, he was all right. But the main reason I let him suck me off was for the story, because I was like, God, I can tell this one again. And he just reminded me of it. I'm telling it again. Yeah, he was hanging around some graveyards. And I went, there's a rabbi. And I went, oh, fuck it. Let him suck me off. He kept following me. So I've been sucked off by a rabbi. You know, it's not just Jew Catholics. Because stay strong, stay true, stay you.
I mean, she had to have a fucking story, didn't she? A rabbi! So we've got a monk, a dalliance with a monk, and a rabbi. This really kick-started a memory for me that I'd completely forgot. That when I used to run the nightclubs in London when I was interesting and fashionable. Oh yeah, that was me. I used to have this person that would come to the clubs on a Saturday, and the only language I have available for me, and I think this is a sect of Judaism, was what I would identify as being a Hasidic Jew, like a very Orthodox Jew. So wearing tuts tuts, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, that's like the strings that are from the garment that's worn underneath or from the trousers. I mean, if you come from Jewish background or Jewish culture, please feel free to enlighten me if you could be fucked. Because I'm talking from vague knowledge here. And then the big hat, you know, the big hat. Yeah. And so she was like fully legit, but she'd come down to the nightclub and have a boogie. Do you know what I mean? It was quite camp. And I was like, yes, queen. And she'd love it. She'd have a fucking great time. So by the by there, but I love you being like, it wasn't the best of that. And in a cemetery as well, which is famously not Jewish, that cemetery. This cemetery is very much a Catholic, it's a fab cemetery. It's a cruising ground in London, if you didn't know, because the gays are so subversive. God forbid they just had sex in a bedroom. Oh no, you've got to do it whilst the dead are staring at you. I've been to worse clubs.
So, you have all decided to throw in the towel, have you? What am I going to do now? Who am I going to call? You know, I was just about to merchandise as well. I've got 50 whole boxes of Yo-Alright Bab tea cozies in my back bedroom. What am I supposed to do with them now?
No, Bab, serious. No, seriously, now. It is sad. But, you know, I don't give up that easy. You know, that's God's way of making you live in Wolverhampton. So, how much you need? What, we're talking about, what, 5K? Did you say 5k? But that's not even a loft conversion, is it? So what we're going to do to get some money is, I'm thinking OnlyFans. You could slip a nip for about a tenner an hour, whatever you get, yeah? Bitcoin. I have no fucking idea what it is, but people seem to be making a lot of money off of it. Merchandise. There you go. See, if you started flinging out badges when you said you would, we wouldn't be in this problem now, would we? Now, wouldn't it be absolutely bloody hilarious if it turns out all this time I was independently wealthy? And if you had just said one nice thing about me, just one nice little pleasantry platitude, in the last 3 years that I've been phoning in, I could have bankrolled you all. And to be honest, Scotty Babs, I'm reminded of the great words of the late, great Pat Butcher when she turned round to Janine and said, "We don't have to part on bad terms. Not everything has to part on bad terms." So what I'm saying is, Babs, can you please give me some kind of formal apology? I'm dying of a bloody stomach ulcer here. I can't have solid foods and my house smells of shit.
Dear Pauline, I fucking knew it would only be 2 minutes until you'd be on the fucking blower again. Well, let's have it out, right? And we'll have it out in a really public fucking manner. I know that you don't live in the Wolverhampton. I know it's all a ploy. Okay, so there's that. 3 years? Fucking hell, have you been calling 3 years? You've done one at the best, you lazy fucking shower. Honest, don't you be coming in here, shouting things around, telling me what I need to be doing with fucking badges. Independently wealthy. Have you heard the sound of you? I know independently wealthy people, and they don't sound like you, sweetheart. Okay, darling. All right, yes. Yes, actually, we do need £5,000. Do you have it available? Why is it that I have to go on fucking OnlyFans? Why can't you fucking hooer yourselves out? Why is it always me? It's because I'm a star and people want to see my nipples, Pauline. They don't want to see yours, darling.
Hi, Scotty. It's Holly calling from Japan. I just wanted to leave you a little postcard of a place of some Japanese cicadas. Of course, very sad to hear that the podcast is ending, and hoped for a moment of peace just to say thank you for all the work that you and the team have done. Bye.
Oh, lovely, Holly, you get about a bit. Morocco, Japan. What's the other one that you live in? Not North Carolina. What's it called? Vancouver's. My God, you're getting your air miles in, babes. And yeah, how are you offsetting that? I don't want to ask because I know you people are strange. You've been doing funny things, the lot of you. Yeah, it's a sad moment. You know what really fucks me off about it? Is that we've resisted capitalism for such a long time, and it's capitalism which is no doubt pulling the pub down. It's so fucking annoying. What's a cicada? I thought it was something to do with your sleeping pattern. Japanese. Cicada. Family of insects? Oh no, thank you. Oh my God, that's horrific. Look at that. Look at those all swarming around you. That's disgusting. Get out of there as soon as you can, babes. That's vile. That's not tourism. Oh my God, do you know what? I love travelling. Absolutely love travelling. But if I could do it without the native species of like bugs and things that can move faster than me, I would be much happier. I remember when I was in Australia touring once. Did I ever mention I'm in show business? I was touring on Australia once, and the promoter had got this beach house, and he was like, "Let's go to the beach house for your days off. We'll have a lovely swim in the sea." I said, "It's Perth, darling. I'm not getting in the water. I know how you people die. I've seen films. Okay, I've watched Baywatch. I do know what happens in Jaws 2 and 3. So I said, "I'm not going in the water anyway." He said, "You shouldn't be afraid of the sharks. You've got to be more frightened of the jellyfish." I said, "Fucking hell, get me out of here." Anyway, I pulled back the pillow. Well, there was a spider the size of a baby's arm in there. And I tell you what, I almost jumped out and they were all laughing at me. No, not for me. Not for me, thank you. I can take all the beauty and the culture, just not the insects. Thanks very much.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
In the words of a great song, oh, we're halfway there. Oh, I'm living off of this cup of tea. Sit your sorry ass back down, please, because still to come, Careless Whispers at the School Disco and the ultimate guide to how to make friends. This week, Patreon exclusive comes from a long-time lurker and first-time caller. I love you people. I love it when you first make that moment to pick up the phone. Bless yous. I wish some people wouldn't pick up the phone, Pauline. And they've got thoughts on celebrating mums and dads. Patreon.com/afterthetone. Massive shout outs this week to Ren, Lena, Charlie, Kaz, the carer, Jay, Callum, Jake, Stevie, Rebecca, Emily, Zach, Zoe, who have all joined or upped their donation on the Patreon. I mean, the threat of the pub possibly closing has really caused an onslaught on the Patreon. Suddenly, everyone's really interested. Honestly, thank you so much. It means the world to us. If we can keep this going, we would be so grateful. Next week is our last regular show in, well, let's say a while, because we don't know. There are a bunch of LTLs who are trying to find ways of keeping the wheels on, but that might take some time. So next week, I'd love short, sharp calls from everybody, please. Everyone. Old friends, new friends, LTLs, FTCs, all of you. And I'd love to hear what you think you've learnt from here, okay? Not as an exercise in blowing smoke up our own arses or whatever, but because I'd love for us to have the space to reflect a little bit and to reflect in the pub and not past tense of the pub. So what has it taught you? Whose words have stuck to you? What has being a member of this establishment given you, if anything? And you know what to do, okay? By now, you should. Honestly, if I have to tell you again, if I've told you once, I've told you 400 times. Open up the WhatsApp. Send me a little voice note to this number. 0788 200 3420.
Hello, Scotty and everyone at the pub. This is Rachel. I've called in a couple of times. I'm on holiday at the moment with my partner Will in Newcastle. We've come to Whitley Bay for the day. The weather is dramatic. There's been a lot of rain and a lot of wind, but I know everyone likes to hear a bit of like noise and like where people are on holiday. So I'm going to leave you the noise, hopefully of the sea, but it might just be a little bit of wind. Here is the Whitley Bay Sea.
Hiya, love. Oh, thank you for that. So soothing, isn't it? Doesn't the sea soothe you? Isn't that lovely? Oh, God, I feel all relaxed now. I've got to come clean, okay? For the first time. Stop it. Debbie, don't look at me like that, please. Hands where I can see them. Now, when you said I'm holidaying in Newcastle, I did wince. I don't think I've known anybody to holiday in Newcastle. Now, if anyone from the Newcastle Tourism Board, Appreciation Society, etc. is listening, please feel free to get in touch. But it's not the place that you really go for a holidays, is it? No, it's more the sort of place that you go for a 24-hour Greggs. It's more the sort of place that you go to witness some GBH, You know, I mean, no, I'm sure the people, what they call Geordies, are very lovely people. Do you know what I mean? Yes, you've got a lovely market there, but there's not much else going for it, is it? Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's just a bunch of slags and dickheads on a Saturday night out having a night out, aren't they? I've watched The Only Way Is Newcastle. Is that what it's called? So I wouldn't have said it was a place to holiday. But after that, oh, we might have changed my mind. Maybe there are people listening to this who are Newcastle aficionados. They were like, you've got it all wrong. It's not all Biker Grove and... What's her face? You did that. What's her name? Who did that? She's on the telly, isn't she? Not Lauren Laverne, the other one. Anyway, by the by. Well, Whitley Bay sounds quite exciting. I might just have a quick look at pictures. I want to find out what the top things to do in Whitley Bay are. Okay. St. Mary's Lighthouse. Wow. Okay. Well, there's that. And the beach and Spanish City. It's a building and a leisure pool. Oh, I mean, it is what it is, isn't it? What are the top restaurants? I love doing this. My favourite thing when you go to a place is like, what's the top restaurants? Okay, so I'm going to click the words local cuisine and the, yeah, they're all Italian. The local cuisine in Whitley Bay is Italy. Well, listen, I hope you've had a lovely time. And yes, we do like to get the little noises from around the world, so keep them coming. Oh, that sea. Oh, I feel like I could dive right in right now. But possibly not, because you know what the Tories are like for pumping fucking sewage into our shore.
Hi, Scotty. It's Stevie. Just listened to the last podcast and it got me thinking about school discos. It's my first memory of school disco was in primary, it's like last year of primary, and I still remember the outfit. Electric blue low heel shoes. My mum would let me wear low heels then, I remember it. Clickety clackety down the road, big deal. A pink denim acid wash skirt, I think, and like a jumper that was kind of off the shoulder, pink. Off the shoulder, so all the boys could see that I was wearing a bra, because, you know. And I danced with my boyfriend to Careless Whisper. And then me and my best mate Vicky went home and we just played Careless Whisper over and over and over again, because we both danced with our boyfriends to it and we cried. Good Lord. The other one was later on when I was at secondary, and there was a guy called Oliver at the school disco who's really cool and thought he could dance like Michael Jackson, and everybody wanted to get off with him. And I tried to make some moves on him and he was like, I don't think so, little girl. And I was crushed. He was a bit older than us, to be fair. It probably would have been a bit weird. Anyway, then, you know, school finished, went off, got on with my life, came home like 10 years later, saw him in a pub and thought, oh my God, that's Oliver from school. He used to dance like Michael Jackson. And he bloody came up, started chatting me up, asked me if I wanted to go for a threesome with him and his mate. And I took great joy in turning him down. I wanted to have the threesome, but I'm just petty as fuck. And if you turn me down once, it's not happening again. Okay, that's my stories. Love you. Please don't go. I don't know. I'll join the Patreon. I'm going to do it now. Don't leave. Love you. Bye.
Please don't go. Don't go. It's a song from the same era, roughly. Revenge. Look at that. Bittersweet, because you never know. Two's up. Oh, you could have had a lovely time. I've got a picture of... what did you say his name was, Oliver? I can't remember. That's the mood that I'm in today. Oh, I can't fucking remember. You said something. Look, I got a picture of what he's like, and, you know, knowing that you live in Colchester, I definitely would have. I wouldn't have been so petty to be like, no, 20-odd. See how I said 20-odd? Yeah, very generous of me, actually, Stevie. Thank you very much. 20-odd years ago, you said no to me. But now I say no to you. I would be like, 20-odd years you said no to me, right? And so now I'm going to have sex with you. And then at the end, I'm going to go, remember me? Hello, it's me from the school disco. so sinister. Careless Whisper. One of the best saxophone solos of all time, I think you'll find. I don't know why he started crying to it, though. I mean, yeah. Do you know what? When you think back about what you were like as a child, is it no wonder why you're fucking here? The lot of you. This goes to all of you. You know, I look back at my childhood and I think, I was a strange child. No wonder why I'm the queen of the weirdos. Stevie is ever, always a pleasure.
Hi, Scotty. Hi, everybody at the pub. It's Providenza reporting from Los Angeles. Well, you know, I've been summoned. You want to know how to make friends? Here's my qualifications. One, I'm from the Midwest. We are known as the friendliest people in America. Two, I'm Italian. I love to gab, love to chat to everybody, cashiers, baristas. I have, you know, I have social cues, but, you know, I love to chat. And three, referred to as the gay mayor of Los Angeles because I can go almost nowhere without seeing somebody I know. Here's how to make friends. One, go to events by yourself and don't be scared. I know that it sounds easier said than done, but it's a great opening line to say, I came here by myself and I'm just looking to meet people and chat. Number two, if you're talking to someone even briefly and you're like, man, this person's cool, very explicitly say, want to be friends? I'm not kidding. This is how I've made most of my friends. I literally say, want to be friends? And most people will be like, yeah. And then we'll be like, hey, let's exchange numbers. And we exchange numbers. And then this is the trick. The next day, text this person and then get a get together on the calendar for that week or the following week. You don't want to go any longer than that or it's going to be fucking weird. If ATT is sort of some of the data around people wanting friends, like people want friends, people want the explicitness of just being like, let's hang, let's be whatever. Like, don't be scared. Don't worry about being cool. Just like, fucking go for it, you know? Like, that's what people are looking for, is to just, like, go for it. And you gotta, like, challenge yourself. Like, I admit, as a Midwestern Italian gay person, those are my privileges, you know? I have them as natural gifts, but I do think that that is sort of the way to, you know, get the people to connect, to relate, is just, like, being real and straight up. Like, think of your 16-year-old self making a friend and, like, the immediacy of that and just, like, apply that to being an adult, you know? Just try it. And if someone's like, you're weird, then like, bye, don't talk to them anymore. Who cares? Like, then you didn't want to be friends with them anyways. But yeah, those are my tips, is be bold, be explicit, and be quick.
Providenza! Always give you that welcome. You always deserve that welcome, please. Lovely to have you back in the room, friend. Now, listen, when you were saying all that stuff, I was like, fucking hell. Oh no, I couldn't do that. And then they went on and on and I was like, no, I can't do that. And then I thought, well, do you know what? The reason is all there. It's all correct. It's the courage. It's the courage that Providenza has, right? That's actually quite infectious, that I was like, oh, I can't do this. And then they were giving us the sort of examples about reasons why or the reasoning behind it and the vulnerability as well, that I was like, oh yeah, maybe it is. But maybe there is cultural difference here with that big ocean in the way. Because do you know what? Whenever I've been in the America, United States of, that version, whenever I've been in that bit, I walk down the street and people say to me things like, oh my God, I love your look. Oh my God, you're so cute. Oh my God, look, you look so great. Like, people are very outward and they don't mind being outward in a vulnerable way, you know, to say what they think and how they're feeling. Which, you know, some of my American pals, when we go into a restaurant, like, tip the other way. I don't like this. This is not to my taste. This is, you know, I'm like, it's a very brave, brazen way of being. But I mean, if it works, it works. Do you know what I mean? I like this idea. We might be a bit bolder. And you're right. What's the worst that could happen? They might just say that you're weird. Oh God, I think it's going to take courage though, Providenza.
Hello, Scotty and Tim Catamaya and everybody here in the After the Town Crew and Pub. This is Eleanor. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller. I've been listening since season one and I think it's just been a massive constant in my life, this podcast. And so this might be massively rambly, but I'll be really sad that this could be the last season of After the Town where, oh, I just feel, yeah, it's just been a constant, and it's just created such a nice space for people to be safe in and to open up with something that they've been through or dealt with or are still processing in a healthy way, and people are here, you know. Hand on heart, some reflecting, like, I've sent voice messages that I know should never have been published because I was absolutely a mess and a wreck and still processing something. And something that Scotty said was like, we don't post anything that we know people are processing. I was like, I'm so, so thankful that that, that was a thing and has been acknowledged, because, oh God, you know, things that you're going through, you think everyone needs to know, and then reflecting a year on in a much better headspace, you realise, actually, I just needed to process that alone and things. And it'd be really strange, because with this podcast not being here, you know, I will start my master's, I'll start my drama therapy master's in September, and I feel like this will be the first time in my life where there won't be a podcast to listen to and reflect and things, and whilst I'm doing this master's that I've always wanted to do. But if this is the last series, just thank you for everything, and thank you for being a constant in people's lives and for making us feel safe and secure. We really appreciate that and acknowledge, and it's not gone unnoticed. So thank you. And I hope when you do come back that we will all be here with open arms welcoming you back. But thank you. I think that's all I have to say is thank you, and have a lovely, lovely rest of your day or week or month. Take care now. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, friend. Take your shoes off. We are here for just long enough for you to get comfortable. And thank you for joining the party and saying such lovely things. It is a difficult pill that we are learning to swallow, or that we might have to swallow. And it's really helpful to hear for lots of different reasons, for myself, for the team, for you lot, what this means and will continue to mean. There are people listening to this in the past. I always find that so strange. There are people who are just starting now. My God, they've got a lot of shit to get through. That it's useful, and it is difficult, but landscapes change and we move and we evolve. But there's a defiance here, isn't there? And so I guess this is what I'm talking about for next week's episode, that I would love for us to hold a space of reflection. What next? What have we learnt? And what we think we're learning from this space. So you know what to do. You know, I want you to pick up that phone. I know more than ever, I want to hear you. And I want to hear as many of you as possible next week. So short, sharp ones, please. But thank you, friend, for picking up the phone. We'll continue to be a constant. We might not be as constant as we have been. We might just be internet friends. We might just be an archive online that you can dive into. The pub will be omnipresent. Is that the right word? You know what I meant. So there's that. Listen, as I said, we're back next week, season finale. Remember, I'd love those calls reflecting on your time in the pub. So yeah, pick up the phone. We'd love to hear from you. And just before we go, a few hours ago, I met a really lovely listener in the street. Hello, Adam, if you're listening. And we had a lovely little chat, and I asked Adam what their job was, and disclaiming that they needed to get back to work after lunch, and I really needed a wee, Adam said something that I'd wished I'd responded to, that sort of is in reflection to the pub closing and this final call that we've just had. Adam said, I'm not that interesting, ... And they said that, and as I paced home, I wished and replayed that moment in my head, that I'd wished and turned around and said, I'm sure you are, Adam. Because if I've learned anything here over the last 3 years, it's that we've all got a really important story to tell and an experience to share that will help others. And other people with louder, more confident voices might seem like their story is more pertinent or profound, but they are just unsure about being an adult as you are, and they're just better at pretending. So, until next time, be nice to yourself if you can, and I hope I get to speak to you next week. Ta-ra.
Tone after the tone.
After the Tone is produced by Debbie Kilbride, vice producer Tim Bano, assistant producer Maya Miller-Lewis. ATT is a Debbie production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.